I've been playing this game for a long time, and what you learn about life is if somebody doesn't really respect your boundaries, if they don't respect your peace, and if they don't have your best interest in mind, if it's all about self, 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 me, 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 then you restrict access. You just restrict access. As if they can't see your perspective, they can't understand your an independent person apart from them, that you're separate from them. You have your own will, emotion, intellect. If somebody's trying to take away your will, that's a huge red flag. That's demonic. You got God's will, you got your will, and another person's will are people. And if they're trying to take away your will, kind of blows your mind. That's not even what I want to talk about. I get a download and I just say it, you know. The Bible says God has called us to peace. The Bible says, "Mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is peace." If you see Galatians 5, 19, 20, and 21, just run. Not run in fear, just run, because that's not who you are anymore. Never run in fear, you just run because of your identity. If somebody's... trying to take your identity away from you, it's a spiritual attack. Now that spirit will jump on other people. But once it jumps on enough people, you start to see the game. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, rulers, spiritual forces in high places. The Bible calls them cosmocrators. And archons. These archons, fallen archons, can take people captive at will. And when they jump on another person, there's no new game. And so when you interact with a bunch of people in your life, which I have, 120 jobs, I've seen the same games being played. These people are so fleshly and NPC oriented that they don't even know what's taking them over. They're not aware of their inner thoughts. They don't even know what's taking them over. They're being taken over by something, and they don't even know what it is. A thought will come to them, they don't even know where it came from. Demonic thought. They think it's their thought. They think that's their thought, but they're not able to control it. And so they just blab it out. They just blurb it out. Babble it out. That's a babble, right? Especially if it's not rightly divided according to the Bible. They just blab something out. There's no Bible verse to compare it to. They're just talking what the world says. The world, the music, the TV, their neighbors, their mama, their daddy, their brother, their sister, whatever. They just blab at something, blah, 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 and have no ability to compare it with Scripture because they don't have it memorized. If you don't have Proverbs memorized, or Ephesians or Colossians, I mean, Proverbs should be your first book you start to read your whole life. If you don't have Bible memorized, how you gonna make it down here? You're just gonna blurb something out, and you're gonna contradict yourself, and you're gonna cause yourself trouble. Because everybody's gonna look at you like you're insane, because you're not even making any logical sense. You're not making logical sense. Logic goes back to logos. And who is logos? The word. Logos, word, Jesus. The Bible says to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you can't rightly divide the word of truth, how can you even think right? And if you can't think right, how can you speak right? You can't. Everything you say is a contradiction. Everything you say is just the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. There's nothing in there but a program. There's nothing in there but a program. And I see it everywhere I go. People are just talking smack, if you want to call it that, and it don't even make sense. Not according to the Bible. If you don't know what the dispensations are, I can't even talk to you. If you don't know you're in the age of grace right now, I can't talk to you. I mean, I don't expect you to know all the dispensations, but if you don't know what law and grace, the difference between law and grace, I just can't even talk to you. To me, you're like an imbecile. You're like a three-year-old. If you don't know what the flesh versus the spirit is, you're like a three-year-old to me. You're like an imbecile. You're like a retarded person. I just can't talk to you. Flesh versus spirit. Law versus grace. Works versus faith. If you hang around a worldling too long, you start to think like them. That's the problem. You don't isolate yourself enough away from the world to get your mind right. Yep, that is the deal, people. We're surrounded by people who have no truth. And everything out of their mouth, 6,000 plus rides here, and I talk to a lot of people. People have the ability to be logical. God gave them that. People have the ability to have a holographic mind. You can look at something from different angles. But most people only want to look at it from one angle and from their angle. They cannot see it from anybody else's angle. It's only their perspective and their angle. If you take a situation, a problem, a situation, or whatever it is, and look at it from multi-dimensional angles, multi-angle, multi-perspective. If you look at it from multi-perspectives, like a 3D computer model, and just rotate it around and look at it from each side, meditate on it, think about it, keep notes, your mind will open up. You can actually start to think in 3D. I did computer drafting, designing houses, truss design. And you could rotate the whole house and turn it in three dimensions, you know. You could see it from all different angles. It was pretty cool. I think the program was called MyTech or something. I don't know if they're still around. Probably not. But seeing those different angles helps you see the big picture, you know. The whole building, the big picture. I took a break from July until through February. Now it's March, time to get back to being game on. July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. 8 months off. Well, I was still working, but I took an 8-month sabbatical from too much work. Now I'm just going to do the work as a hobby. I enjoy what I do, so I'm going to just do it like I enjoy it. Help people. When you take your job, okay, let's say you have a problem not liking your job. Flip your thinking from stinking thinking to a service. You take your job as a help. You're helping people. And what is helping people? Service. Serve. What is service? The greatest among you is a servant. And so when you shift your thinking from stinking thinking to right thinking, and you're serving one another, like Jesus said, you rise up. And they can't knock you down. If you have a servant mindset, who can knock you down? Because you've already humbled yourself to the lowest. Only thing you can do is rise up by God's power. If you humble yourself as a servant, who can knock you down? You've already humbled yourself as a servant. And the greatest among you is a servant. See how the world's upside down. See how the worldlings think upside down. Look at me, I got this position. Even if you got a great position, you got to shift your thinking to service. I've had good jobs in my life. And I remember having those thoughts before I got saved. I had a couple good jobs before I got saved. And I thought, I have arrived. And it was the system trying to deceive me. I got saved. I started renewing my mind. I thought, wait a minute. The system's upside down. Instead of becoming a servant, you want to be served. You think you're a king or queen, and you want to be served instead of served. And Jesus said the greatest among you is a servant. The system has brainwashed people, and they don't even know that they've been brainwashed. It's sad. I mean, it is ridiculous, to be honest with you. But they love it. They love to lie. The truth is right in front of them, just like anybody else. The truth's right in front of you, but they want to believe the lie, so let them go into delusions. The greatest among you is the servant. If you humble yourself to the servant, how far can they knock you down? Because you've already lowered yourself to the servanthood. How can they knock you down from off your whatever status symbol they think you are? Even if you got a lot of money, you're still in the service mindset. And they think, well, I'm going to knock them down. I'm gonna knock them down. What do you mean? Even if I got $1 million, I still have a servant mindset. What are you talking about? Servant no matter what. A renter comes in and they see you serving the renter, and then they get prideful and like, oh, I could take advantage of that person. And they say, I'm not going to pay, and I'll give them an eviction notice. And they realize, oh, that's not a milk toast after all. A meek, you know, they misinterpret meekness for weakness. Moses, strongest man ever, 120 years old, he was still as strong as he was at 18. The meekest man ever at 120 years old, and they thought, oh, because he's meek and quiet, that he's weak. But he was stronger than, smarter and wiser than all of them, because he knew the types and shadows because God showed it to him. And they thought he was weak because he was meek. Meekness is power. To be meek takes a lot more power than be prideful and acting like you got something and you ain't gotten Jack. You don't know Jack. This meekness being weakness is a lie. Meekness takes power. And go ahead and let them. They let their pride destroy them. They destroy themselves. Their pride. Pride comes before destruction. If you switch over to a servant mindset, they can't touch you because you've already entered in to your proper role down here on this earth.